As the nation grapples with another police shooting, thousands of civil rights advocates descend on the nation's capital on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial calling for change.
That is where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his historic I Have a Dream speech 57 years ago today. He delivered his address before hundreds of thousands of people during the 1963 March on Washington for jobs and freedom, pushing for equality in jobs and pay and an end to discrimination. Today, his son stood in that same spot alongside Reverend Al Sharpton, calling for an end to racial violence and a plan for federal police reform. Martin Luther King III spoke before hundreds of thousands of people, easily one of the largest gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. The rally, called Get Your Knee Off Our Neck, references George Floyd's death in Minneapolis in May. A police officer had his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd said, "I can't breathe." Today, Martin Luther King III said the power to change is in the hands of people.
No person, no people are more keenly aware of the risk of disenfranchisement than those who have suffered from it. There's a knee upon the neck of democracy, and our nation can only live so long without the oxygen of freedom. The strength must be exercised by more than rhetoric and more than marching. The simple challenge before us is that everyone can cast a ballot, and everyone who can must cast a ballot.
News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil joins us live from D.C. tonight. And Joe, this rally carrying even more weight given recent events in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Absolutely, Ken. And, you know, it was just as much a nod to Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic speech in 1963 as it was, Joe, as you mentioned, a call to action for the present day. Just a few generations later, you could really feel that energy. Thousands of people descending in Washington here, walking along the streets. This was originally planned after the funeral of George Floyd, activists wanting to do something momentous for that. And today you really heard their voices come to life. Marchers in the thousands from all over the country converged on the Lincoln Memorial Friday.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No
peace! 57 years to the day after Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
We're marching to overcome what my father called were the triple evils of poverty, racism, and violence.
Among the speakers were many family members of people killed in police incidents. The message today, much the same as it was in 1963.
As we continue to see black men and women slain in our streets and left behind by an economy and justice system that have too often denied black folks our dignity and rights.
Senator and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris laid out a hopeful vision to overcome what she describes as systemic racism in America.
The road ahead, it is not going to be easy. But if we work together to challenge every instinct our nation has to return to the status quo, we have an opportunity to make history.
Reverend Al Sharpton said the momentum from the march will translate to Election Day.
If we will come out by these numbers in the heat, we will stand in the polls all day long.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration, 400% increase in black business ownership. The lowest unemployment ever.
But Burgess Owens, a Republican congressional candidate from Utah, says the dissatisfaction expressed at the March on Washington is misguided. He says African Americans won't benefit from a change in administration.
The systemic racism is happening in Democratic cities. So based on policies, my friends, it's based on policies.
Still, for many who participated in the march, the moment was a statement.
To come, to show with our bodies that enough is enough.
Now, obviously, we're still in the midst of this global pandemic. The goal today was to social distance, for everybody to wear masks, and to keep 6 feet apart. Now, it's almost impossible to do that with an event this size, and we did see some images and some video of people right up next to each other. There were, however, organizers that were testing people and checking their temperatures on their foreheads as they walked into the monument today.